So you use Tinder, right, Johnny?
No.
Oh.
Chicken Tinder, come on.
I do, and it turns out that you no longer need a relative in the CIA to screen your upcoming dates, because Tinder and other Match Group-owned dating platforms will soon allow everyday users to conduct background checks on their matches. Great idea, right?
That don't sound too legal either.
What do you mean?
Just strangers being able to find out everything about your background?
You could pay to do that now. If you have a name, I guess.
Oh boy.
The technology will come courtesy of Match's undisclosed investment in Garbo, a nonprofit that seeks to permit everyday citizens to vet people based on basic info, such as their first name and phone number. And using those cursory details, Tinder trustees will reportedly be able to determine if someone, if they're courting online, has a criminal record or other court designations like a restraining order.
Okay, now, Tinder employees get to see it, and then they give you a vague warning?
It's more of a vague warning because it's not gonna disclose things like drug charges
something
like that. And I think it's more just domestic type of, you know, if they got a...
Well, that's the thing.
I don't want a partner, you know?
I don't want it to open up, like, for stalkers to go, oh, I want to find out his last three addresses and who he's been around and his ex-wife's name. I don't want all that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we actually had a person that we know.
Yeah.
Did you hear this?
Yeah, yes.
You did hear this story.
She told it to me in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That her roommate was dating this guy, and... He would just come over to the house, you know, whatever. And he seemed a little crazy. He seemed a little wacky. I met him one time, and he was a little weird. But I figured, well, he's just meeting a bunch of new people.
Right.
And sometimes you come off as weird when you're like that. And it ended up that they finally split up, the roommate and this guy, and the person that we're talking, the dead girl. We'll just say that. The dead girl. Well, I don't know if I can use that because it does involve a dead girl for real.
My God.
The girl used to be on the show, the living dead girl.
The metaphorically dead girl.
Yeah, her roommate dated this guy. They split up, and he ended up killing his next girlfriend in a grisly way, and himself.
Murder-suicide. Yeah.
The next one right after that. And this was a guy who came to the house and one time tried to open the door at 5 in the morning to you know, let me in. So you never know what could happen with that. So it's crazy.
God.
And people do this all the time. My friend's roommate, another person, and I'm sorry, girls, you got to be smarter about this stuff. I know guys need to be better in a lot of ways. I totally understand it. But girls, you need to be smarter, too.
Yes.
My friend walks in to her roommate nude in the living room, and this guy is taking pictures of her. First time they've ever met. He advocates that he's a photographer and an artist. He's looking for models on Tinder. So she lets this guy take nude photographs of her.
Dummy.
And he's going to give her the copies.
Come on.
And then he just ghosts her. So he just has nude photos of this girl's butt.
What is she doing?
You just think you would learn your lesson.
Come on. You're an adult.
And then she telling me this weekend that the same girl met a guy online and just had him come over to the house.
Yeah, you're going
to
get murdered. Stop it.
Well, I worry about her because she's a roommate in this situation.
I know.
Collateral damage, you know, you never know. Stop inviting men over.
Think about
your
friend.
For the first time.
Yeah, respect your friend's safety. Yeah, I don't like it.
It's no good. And so they had a bad experience. And I think she was probably down to have sex.
Because
she invited him over to the house. Mm-hmm. But it just didn't go well.
Oh,
he was maybe a little bit too rough with her, and
Jesus,
she didn't like it.
Man.
But this is why you need to go and hang out and get to know somebody before you... You know, maybe go out and have a drink.
Yes.
And talk to him
a couple of dates.
Even one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for it. Go out and have a drink, and if it's like, this is going great, why don't we go back to my house and you can, you know, see my
bang
butt.
Bang it out.
And boobs and stuff.
Yes, and
baby,
do the
what?
Thing.
Milky.
Yes.
Yum, yum, time to drink.
Penis, giner, bing, bong, bang.
Yeah, get it on.
Let's go.
But don't just a stranger where you sleep.
Yeah, you gotta somehow, you know, back, I don't know.
You're telling girls, though, that they're, you know, well, we just need to tell men not to do bad stuff. I agree with that. However, you still have to be smart in these situations because guys do bad stuff sometimes.
You have to quell your whoreness sometimes. You just have to back it up.
You don't just be smart about it.
I mean, yeah, be a whore, but be smart.
Be smart. Go have a drink with a guy.
That goes for guys and girls because guys, I've seen stories where guys will get set up by girls on these apps. They show up to bang them out, and there's three dudes that beat them up and rob them.
That happens from time to time. I had a story when this was when Tinder first came around.
Yeah.
So what was that? 7-8 years ago?
Yeah.
It was like the new hot thing. Yeah. I was on it then too. And I matched with this girl, and it said she was 26, I believe it said. And we're chit-chatting, and then she goes, hey, how about I come over? And I go, how about we go get a drink somewhere first?
All right.
And then if it goes well, we can go back to my house.
Of course.
You know, I'm down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
DTF, baby.
But I said, I don't want a stranger. You know, I got to feel you out first. Because it is, even as a man, it could be dangerous. Like you said, you get somebody that two dudes kick in your door, beat the crap out of you.
Well, she could be misery, too, and block your damn ankles.
Yeah, or crazy. Right. Yeah. You don't want that in your house.
Hell no.
So I said, well, why don't we go get a drink? I said, there's a place really close to my apartment. Let's go there and see how it goes. She goes, nah, I'd rather just come over. And I said, well, listen.
You sound a little sus.
Yeah. I said, how about there's a coffee shop? How about we go to Starbucks and get a coffee first if you don't drink? And she goes, all right, look, I'm gonna be honest with you.
I'm a prostitute.
Like, no, she goes, I'm actually 16.
Oh!
I hope you're okay with that. Because you can put any number
there.
You can put that you were born 10 years later.
Oh!
And then it says you're 26 instead.
Oh, God.
And I was just like, oh, no, and I just deleted the app after that one.
Oh,
scared.
My God.
And then I was thinking, like, is this like a Grady Judge trap where they're trying to get men or something?
Probably.
And I thought, this girl's poor father. Oh, my God.
No, it's not.
She doesn't have a father. Never mind.
That was 80%. That was a police officer or somebody that works for
them.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, it could just be a slutty girl, too, that likes older guys.
I don't know.
Those
man.
Exist, too.
Yeah, 20%. I always assume, but of course, I've watched a lot of Dateline, and I've actually known somebody that got caught doing that who's not my friend anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody suspected of that.
Right.
We're still in shock from it.
Yeah.
Somebody that was close friends with me and all of my close friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And, that was the same thing. It was like, you're talking with what you thought was a 15-year-old over, like, there's a transcript. Do you not know who Chris Hansen is? Like, you got to know that you are possibly being set up to ruin your life. I mean, I think pedophiles have something bad broken in their head. I think they're wired poorly. They're just broken people. But even as a broken person, you got to know you're being set up.
A lot of them were violated.
Probably.
A lot of them that end up being that way.
They're damaged.
It's a vicious cycle. They were molested or had something happen to them
when
were young.
But when it happened to them, like the person that did it didn't have the information we have now. Like, you got to know you're going to get caught. It was probably easier to do it in the 80s and the 90s.
Right.
And get away with it.
Now with technology.
Oh, my God, man. You can't get away with it.
It was crazy. It scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, it should have.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to take a couple phone calls?
Yeah.
And then, okay, let's see here. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you? Hello.
Hey, is this Johnny B?
It is. Who are you?
Hey, my name's Malachi. How you doing?
Hey, Malachi, I loved you in Children of the Corn. Super scary.
Oh, that, I know. People called me that back in the day.
Yeah, that was the only Malachi
I
ever knew.
You guys too, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, there ain't many of us. But that's what I go by. It's not my real name, but, you know.
Hold on, Malachi. That's not your real name? You chose to be the creepy red-haired guy from Children of the Corn?
Oh, well, man, I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding, Malachi. What's up, buddy? That's what I do. I bust balls over here.
I wanted to tell you. God, that's cool. That's cool.
Thanks.
You guys were talking about people getting catfish, and that happened to me.
Uh-oh. What happened, Malachi?
I showed up. Mm-hmm. I thought I had a girl on the hook, you know. I showed up, and these dudes, three different dudes.
No.
They beat me up.
Oh, my God.
Their names were T-Bone and Wally and SRS.
This jack off.
I knew that was
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. That's a new one. That was a good one.
That wasn't bad.
Uh-huh. This is probably one of them. Hello, Johnny B. Show.
Hey, guys, I once answered to AOL.
Hello, Johnny B. Show.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey. Oh, man, I accidentally hung up on him. I think that was a real person.
It was, yeah.
Damn it. Call
now
back,
you're
bro.
You're gun shy now.
I know, dude. I'm quick on the draw, buddy. I'm like Wyatt Earp over here in this bitch. Bing, bong, bing, bong, bong, bong. Pow. Pow. Call back. Not Wally. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. Sorry. Malachi. I knew it was something weird. Nobody chooses to call themselves that.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Uh-huh.
That was a pretty good troll call, though.
Yeah, it was.
I respect
that.
Quality. Yeah. Like, I would let Wally troll me if he had any kind of talent.
No, he's going to try.
Damn it. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's like that time I said, man, I don't want to get AIDS. And then, so, you know what I mean?
And then you got AIDS.
Ah, yeah, that's the worst. Man. Yeah, I was the only one that didn't lose weight.
Oh,
sucks.
Man. You got fat AIDS.
Fades is what I call it. Yeah. I'm trying to give this guy a chance to call back. I feel bad for hanging up on him, but he's not calling back. So.
Oh, man.
Sorry, dude. I mean, there is a 30-second delay, so he's probably cussing me out for 29 seconds, and then he's listening. Oh, I guess he wasn't being a jerk off. He thought, somebody else. And then, hello, Johnny B. Shaw. Can I help you?
It's Rob.
Oh, sorry, Rob. What's up, bud?
No, I just wanted to congratulate Johnny on Mike did a little sound bite on him.
What?
Doing the national anthem
this morning?
It was freaking awesome.
My friend Michael Calta played my national anthem on the morning show.
Well, a bite of it, yeah, but man, it was great. You sounded really good.
Thanks, man. Well, that's really cool of him. I know he posted on the Mike Calta show Instagram congratulations on Friday night, which was very nice of him. So. That's awesome, man. Thanks.
They didn't say anything mean?
No, we bust each other's balls, but you did a really good job, dude.
Thanks, man.
I don't care if I'm live on air or not. I think you sounded great.
No, you are live on air.
It's a brave statement.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Now, did anybody on Mike Calta's show say anything crappy, like, how did he get his fat ass on stage or anything?
No, okay. They, every one of them,
awesome.
Galvin, who is the most critical.
Not of me. Like, Galvin loves me.
Well,
yeah.
Boy, Johnny B can sing.
Oh, yeah. I love Galvin. No, Galvin's always fair to me.
They beefed you up. I mean, it's like,
no pun intended.
You wouldn't think a man of your stature would be able to sing the way that
Hold on. What do you mean a man of my stature? What does that mean?
Fat.
No, fat people sing their ass off. You ever heard of Pavarotti? Huh? Luther Vandross?
I think that's what, I'm not saying that. Rob said that.
Too, so, no.
Fat people can sing, man.
You did a great job, man.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
I love you guys, man. Right.
I can't believe a man of your stature could dial a telephone. Ah, bitch.
Uh-huh.